So the example of tennis, of serving and receiving, how does this apply for devotees who are staying in, say, Brahmachari ashram and trying to practice bhakti? Whichever ashram we are in, we always have certain amount of freedom and certain amount of regulation. So even those who are in Grahastha ashram, you know, they have their jobs. So they have to go for their job. They have to earn enough to take care of the family. They have time, they have freedom to, apart from their job and things like that. But everybody has a certain amount of regulation and certain amount of room for initiative.
Yes.
So if you consider that we all have constitutionally like freedom within a framework, like a cow who is tied with a rope to a pole. As much as is the length of the pole, within that length the cow can move to and fro. So it has that freedom. But beyond the circumference that is drawn by the length, by the radius of the rope, it cannot move. So for us in the Brahmachari ashram, we do have certain restrictions of what all activities we can do, what we can't do. We are told to do certain services, we are expected to do them. But within that also, say if we are doing a particular service, what we focus on that service. So if we are preaching, preaching is a service which we have been given. So we go and speak. Now within that, so that is in a sense what we have received. This is a service which I have to. Now within that, there's flexibility. Okay, what topic am I going to speak on? Sometimes there may be a course which is prescribed to take. Sometimes it may not be so structured. We speak whatever we feel inspired to do. So when we are choosing a topic that we speak on, that is where we are exhibiting our freedom, our initiative. And that means that we are actually, in a sense, hitting the ball. We are serving. And now, after I have decided to speak on a particular topic, then people like to ask questions on the topic. So if questions come on that topic, then I don't have the flexibility to say that I don't want to answer these questions. So in a sense, after I have served the ball in terms of speaking on a particular topic, then I have to receive the ball in terms of taking up questions on that topic. So say I was thinking about this example when I was planning my US tour last time. So say here, from here I may plan which places I am going to go to. So people may invite from 30 places, I may decide to go to 20 places. That's much my time allows me. So now when I'm choosing the 20 places that I'm going to, that is when I'm serving. I'm deciding this.
Yes.
But once I'm there, you know, they will decide which program I'm going to do. You know, they say go here for this program, speak over here, often speak on this topic, or give the class over here. So that is where I have largely received. So if at a particular place there are not many people in that city, if I have decided to go over there, then I cannot complain, oh, why there are few people. You know, if that is the strength of the congregation there, I have to accept that. So in that sense, we all there are some situations when we choose. So if we decide, for example, we may decide when some people approach us, whether they say that, can you be my counselor? So at that time, with deciding that, we are serving. Should I or should I not accept this person as a counselor? But then once we have accepted somebody as a counselor, then if they have some issues, we may have to give them time.
Yes.
We may have to address their concerns. So that means that's when we are receiving. So say if this is yatra. Now if we have been given the freedom, you want to go or you don't want to go for yatra. So now if I decide to go for yatra, then, you know, more or less I'm expected to be a part of the yatra, attend the classes and go here, go there. If I decide I don't want to go to yatra, then again there are certain services expected from me. So then I do those services. So basically, in whatever situation we are in, when there is something which requires a change of that situation, And the choice is with us. Then that is the time when we are serving. We are deciding whether I want this change or not.
Yes.
But once we have chosen a particular change, then the consequence that comes because of that change, that is something which we have to accept. And to the extent we accept that phase we are receiving. So another example could be that say I'm in a program and a lot of questions are coming, and I decide whether I want to go late night or not. Sincere questions, and I feel that maybe I should answer these questions. So if I decide to go late night, then that means next morning it will be difficult for me to wake up.
Yes.
So then when I was deciding to go late night, and I was serving at that time, I was making a decision. So after that, the consequence of a decision is, well, I have to accept that. So that is a broad way we can, when the decisions are not determined by circumstances, but the decisions are determined by our choices primarily. At that time we are serving. And then when the decisions are determined largely by our circumstances and we simply have to respond to those circumstances, then that's when we are receiving. That's how we can understand it broadly.
So I have more questions, but while going